November 8th, Papa Victor Charlie, and I'll be net control this evening. I'm located in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. A PL tone of 94.8 hertz is required to access our repeater systems. The purpose of this net is to discuss Aries business and amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. Normally, one evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. However, nothing is normal these days, as our meeting location is no longer open to the public as a result of COVID-19. We'll have our next in-person meeting on the air, April 15th, right here at 7:30 p.m. Franklin County, Ohio ARES Wednesday Night Net is in session. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, provide your call sign phonetically along with your first name. At this time, I'll take check-ins from any station having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Call Net Control, November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, with your traffic. I'll now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business announcements or ARRL bulletins for tonight's net. Again, please call November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, Net Control.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
Okay, I have Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Kilo Delta 8, IIB, and November 8, Yankee Mike Tango with bulletins or announcements.
KD8RTP, John.
Acknowledge KD8RTP, John.
Kilo Delta 8, Papa Hotel Golf. My name is Richard. I may end up doubling a message with Jay, but I'm not sure what he's announcing.
Acknowledge Kilo Delta 8, PHG, I believe. Is that correct, Richard?
That's affirmative, John. Papa Hotel Golf.
Yeah, you sounded much louder that time. Thanks for coming back. I'll also list myself with some comments later as well. Check-ins using county quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. We'll begin with stations north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71.
Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango, that's KD8OST. The name here is Daniel.
Other stations north of Interstate 70, east of Interstate 71, northeast Franklin County.
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar November, KD8ION.
Okay, acknowledge Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Fox Tango, Dan, and Kilo Delta 8, India Oscar November Patrick. Any other stations northeast Franklin County? Okay, we'll move down to southeast Franklin County. These will be stations south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, Katie 8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8, YVI, Phil.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, KB8, MW, Mike.
Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey. KB8, CMW, Paul.
Okay, Ned, hold. We'll go through these call signs. Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, Lynn. Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor, India, Phil. Alpha Bravo 8, Mike, Whiskey, Mike. And KB8 CMW, Paul. Other stations, southeast Franklin County. Okay, we'll move to southwest Franklin County. These will be stations south of Interstate 70, west of Interstate 71.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo. Bob?
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
November 8, Uniform Tango, India, NAUTI, Ed.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8 HVX, Jim.
Matt Holt. Acknowledge Whiskey 8, Romeo Whiskey Romeo. Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Yankee. November 8, Uniform Tango India. And Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray. Any other stations, southwest Franklin County? Okay, we'll move up to northwest Franklin County. These will be stations north of Interstate 70, west of Interstate 71.
KWG, Whiskey 8, Kilo Whiskey Golf, Gale.
November 8, Victor, Lynn, Foxtrot, Mark.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha, November Whiskey, Brian, KE8, ANW.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Romeo Delta, KE8, DRD, Doc.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, KWP, Frank.
Net hold. Acknowledge Whiskey 8, Kilo Whiskey Golf. November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot. Kilo Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey. KE 8, Delta Romeo Delta. And K8 OVP. Any other stations, Northwest Franklin County?
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, W8 RV, Ken.
Inside or outside of Franklin County that would like to check into the Franklin County ARES Wednesday night net. Call November 8, Papa Victor Charlie, net control. Remember, membership is not required to participate.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey, AWQT, Jack.
Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Romeo, W4 JER, Jeremy Pickerington, Fairfield County.
Kilo Delta 8 Oscar Zulu Foxtrot, KD8 OZF, Mike, Delaware County.
November 8 Sierra Echo Yankee, Sharon. N-8-S-E-Y.
Kilo Juliet 8 Alpha Mike, KJ8AM, Kevin.
Okay. Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Quebec Tango. Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Romeo, Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Zulu Fox, November 8, Sierra Echo Yankee, and Kilo... Kilo something Alpha Mike. Could you give me that full call sign, please?
Kilo Juliet 8 Alpha Mike, KJ8AM.
Okay, gotcha. Kilo Juliet 8 Alpha Mike. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County that would like to check in this evening?
Alpha Romeo W8ZAR, Gregory, Delaware County.
Acknowledge Whiskey 8 Zulu Alpha Romeo Gregory in Delaware County.
N4HAI Tom, Delaware County.
Okay, acknowledge N4 Hotel Alpha India Tom. And I believe you're in Delaware County as well. Is that correct?
That is.
November 4, Hotel Alpha India. Are you there?
Yes, that is correct. I am in, this is M4H, Delaware County.
Very good. You're in and out of the machine. So, thought I'd let you know that.
All right, thanks. I'll look at that.
At this time, I'll go back to those stations having ARES announcements. Let's begin with Cal, K-A-8-R-L-C.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Internet. This is K-A-8-R-L-C. Upcoming events, are none. They've all been put off for now. Other than this Saturday, everyone one, hopefully, that's on here is on the One Call Now list. So you got an email today from Kevin stating about the check-in procedures that you're going to use in place of the statewide conference for this weekend. So that is up and going. Other than that, events are quietly being postponed or rescheduled and other stuff. So as soon as we have more information getting out of this, we will pass that along. I will also say, been an interesting day. Able to spend lots of time just cleaning through old boxes in the basement, finding old things. John, you'll be interested to know, I now have the worker assignment since, I think, 2005 for Muirfield, and also found the marathon assignments back to 99. So I'm finding all kinds of good things in my boxes that have gotten filed away. With that, I'll give it back to you, John, KA8RLC.
Very good, Cal. Probably need to ship some of that stuff off to the Library of Congress, but thanks for that information. Kilo Delta 8, IIB. Kevin, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I got to quit laughing first at that last comment, but I had three items, but I think the third one is going to be covered both by Jay and Richard. I understand from Jay that the 1 p.m. check-ins are likely to change in terms of the procedure on the email I sent out to everybody. Let me reset. Second item is my usual, which is upcoming NETS. Next week, April 8th, KD8OFT. Daniel, who has not done our NET before that I can remember, for our in-person NET, I'll take the NET that night. April 22nd, KD8ION, Patrick, and that will be a simplex NET. Patrick, you're on the air. Your antenna and radio and everything else still set up, is set up for that okay? And do you want to use 4.6?
Yeah, 4.6 will be fine, KD8ION.
Okay, everybody, and I'll send out a reminder via the One Call before that NET so everybody remembers that it is a simplex NET that night. It'll be just like we usually do it. If you've done simplex NETs in the past, where it'll be done by quadrant, but there'll be relay stations, and we'll see how we do via simplex. Let me reset once again. I should mention the NETs after that, too. April 29th will be KDGUJ Bill, who has at least not done one for quite a while, if he has done one for us. And then May 6th, KE8ANW Brian. Okay, my third item is a little bit lengthier, but I just want to give a thanks out to some people. Kind of a story behind it. A week ago Friday, we were notified by the Franklin County EMA with the flooding we had and the fact that they went to a seven-day shift there, and they only had one telephone that could receive incoming calls. They were strapped for people to help answer flooding and COVID-19 calls. They contacted us and wanted to see if we could help out. I was able to put together quite a few people from our group, or I shouldn't say quite a few, but some people from our group, a former and maybe sometimes still EMA volunteer, along with a Medical Reserve Corps, I believe, volunteer. Let me reset. So anyway, the very first Friday that we, which was put together quickly, Terry, YFW, and Phil Moore, both stepped up to the plate. That's what KBYVI stepped up and took that first Friday. The next Monday, oh, let's see. I'm trying to remember who told. I think Terry and Phil took that, too, if I remember right. It's been a while back. And then the following Wednesday, Cal and myself took Wednesday, Cal in the morning, myself in the afternoon. Friday, I believe, Terry and Phil took again, And then this week we had scheduled Christie, who was a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer, I believe, and Angelo, whom some of you remember from being up at the EMA. John was going to take Wednesday morning. Karen, KE8HXD, was in the afternoon. Phil was once again Friday morning, and then Jim Burke was going to take Friday afternoon. Fortunately, they were able to get the phones reconfigured so that multiple places could answer incoming calls, and we were notified, thank you for our help, but they didn't need us there anymore because they were able to answer their calls. So once again, I'd like to extend a big thanks to the people that stepped up to the plate, the ones I named there, and were willing to sit in there and take those calls. Like I said, some did, and some didn't have to because they were able to reconfigure the phones, but thanks to all of you. John, I don't know if you want to add something to that when your time comes up, if I forgot something, but thanks again to all. With that, back to Ned, KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. I was really thankful that they got that telephone problem fixed yesterday, I think it was. So that was good news. We'll move on to Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa next.
Thank you, John. I just had a quick note. It looks like the general class is probably going to be pushed out into May, but I haven't rescheduled the room yet, so that the jury's still out on that, but we'll watch it. It's KD8RTP back to net.
Okay, thank you, John. Jay, November 8, Yankee Mike Tango, go ahead.
Thank you, John. Good evening, everybody on the net. This is NAYT. Not really a lengthy, but a little bit longer. I wanted to throw out there, and yes, it is pertaining to the Saturday coming up, the, I don't even know what label it is, like statewide emergency test net type thing. I presume, yeah, I think Kevin did get it out to what the frequencies were and all that type of thing. However, let me get a reset. Coming up tomorrow at noon, we are going to be doing a test, a bridge test, which will be bridging the Ohio statewide DMR 3139 with the OhioLINK Fusion network. And we would like, if people are around the radio, have the ability to be there about that time. We're trying to do kind of a test, if you will, of the bridge, and you know, plenty of traffic would help that. And how that turns out will decipher how we will be working the digital portion of the Saturday net. Let me get a reset. So yes, if you have a DMR and is able to get into the Ohio statewide network 3139. Tomorrow at noon, and then also if you have a Fusion radio and you can get into, we have a Columbus site, 444.100. A lot of people I heard on Delaware here, that is 443-550 for Delaware. So if you've got a Fusion radio in that neck of the woods, we'd love to have you on there just to do this test up tomorrow at noon. If all goes well with the bridge, we will be doing the digital portion starting at 1, and then we will be calling per apparatus, if you will. We'll be doing DMR check-ins and then Fusion check-ins or vice versa. That hasn't been made yet. However, if the bridge doesn't hold up and it doesn't work, we'll be doing individual check-ins through the DMR radio, through the Fusion radio. So if there's any questions, feel free to ask. I'll pass it back to John there. This is NAYT.
Thank you, Jay. So
that sounds like a very interesting link up for this Saturday. And, of course, it's always good to test those things out ahead of time. So I'm glad to hear that's happening.
KWP.
KD8OVP, you got some traffic related to that announcement?
Just a comment on this test. I was wondering if it would be worthwhile to do some 10-meter sideband in the technician end of the band there as a another way we could communicate.
Jay or Richard, someone want to take that comment on that?
I'll take that, John. BAPHQ here. 10 meters is certainly a reasonable idea for regional coverage, but the objective of this test on Saturday is statewide coverage. And given the nature of how 10 meters handles in the medium distance, it's not likely that 10 meters would hold up very well for statewide coverage. As the net activities are in lieu of the now canceled spring conference, we really wanted to emphasize more of the statewide coverage aspect. So that's why we are emphasizing more the HF side of things, both on 40 meters, which will be 7.240 plus or minus any QSOs that might be in progress around 11 a.m., and then progress over to 80 meters, 3.902 at about 11:30 a.m., and then progress over to the FL Digi operations, also on 80 meters, about 12:15 p.m. So there's certainly a good suggestion in terms of regional net there, Frank. But again, given the objective of this Saturday, we really wanted to emphasize more the statewide aspect. So hopefully that answers your question. So back to net control, KD8PHG.
Okay, thank you, Richard. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? And before you go any further, Frank, are you taken care of on that response? Okay, go ahead, Richard, with any further information that you have.
Actually, I basically just incorporated everything that I wanted to add. I realize it's a duplicate of what Kevin had pushed out with the one call now, but hey, we're on air. I figure just as well to repeat that, and then of course, moving into the 1 p.m. in time frame, like we heard from Jay. So, anyway, with that, all my traffic's been handled, so back to net control. KD8PHG will be clear and monitoring.
IIB.
IIB, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to add something to it. Scott Yonley sent an email out today, which I was reading here, and he said, this will be a quick check-in only net, no traffic. It's just designed to prove we can communicate from home while locked down and still get the job done. But the big thing I wanted to add was don't forget to register yourself to our statewide event on ARES Connect. It's listed on Saturday, April 4th, starting at 10 a.m. as ARES, parentheses, COVID-19 at-home exercise. So I'll throw that in there, too. KD8IIB.
That's a good reminder, Kevin. Thanks for that. So I just wanted to
provide a little update with activities at the EMA. A few of us are we're attending virtual meetings during the week assigned to ESF2, which is communications. So that's been working pretty well. We really haven't had much much problem in that area right now, and we can only hope that that continues. Does anybody else have any anything that they want to list or check in at this time? I'll take one more round of check-ins, either inside Franklin County or outside of Franklin County. This is N8PBC Net Control.
KE8HZZ, Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, Ken in Fairfield County.
Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Zulu Zulu, have you checked in? Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County that would like to check into the net this evening? Okay, if you have not registered in ARES Connect or are registered and need to sign up for events, radio nets, or in-person meetings, you can do so at https://arrl.volunteerhub.com/lp/oh. This link is also available on our website at franklincountyohioares.org. With no further business or check-ins, I'm now closing this session of the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net. Thanks to everyone who brought announcements and information to the group. And thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is NAPVC returning the repeater to normal amateur operation and signing clear. Good evening and 7-3.